We saw the helicopters. We saw that something was happening in our community, just steps from our house. And Ingrid let us know that it was a missing girl and that she'd been looking and trying to find evidence that would help the case. Immediately, there were two levers that caught my attention. One, this is in my backyard. I need to care about this because this is my community. This is where my future children are going to grow up. I was heavily pregnant at the time. And the thought that a girl can go missing in our neighborhood, I wanted an answer and I wanted justice. The second motivation for being interested in this case was we had resources and we were able to get in touch with the family. Never did we think that the door would swing open to allow us to be part of the nitty-gritty of the investigation. When I say nitty-gritty, I mean nitty-gritty. Digging in trash cans, crawling into crawl spaces, calling every friend that we could to pull every investigative string that we could possibly think about. When I think about who the real superheroes are in the world, they're the people who catch the bad guys. And there are real bad guys in this world. There are people who take children. There are people who kill young women. We had a missing young girl, and there was a bad guy out there. All of a sudden, we were given our capes and told, you can change the world now. If you can find out where Elaine is, that changes somebody's world. It changes your community's world. It changes the world of her family. It changes the world of everybody who loved and cared about her. And who wouldn't take that cape if they had an opportunity to put it on?
The voice you just heard is that of Anne-Marie Simpson, a concert violinist who has performed with everyone from Mick Jagger to Hans Zimmer. The missing young woman that she's speaking about is Elaine Park, a 20-year-old student who disappeared in our neighborhood of Malibu, California. Anne-Marie was the fourth and final member of an unlikely team of neighbors that banded together to investigate Elaine's disappearance. In the process of our four-year search, we discovered that evidence isn't always enough to lead to an arrest. Sometimes, justice requires greater sacrifice. On May 27th, experience the impact of this investigation in real time as To Live and Die in LA returns for a second season. Subscribe now so you don't miss an episode.